Let's begin.
Welcome to Build an Agency, a podcast where we talk about the ups and downs of entrepreneurship, growth tactics, building businesses, and the events that affect your company. Let's jump right in. Welcome back to the podcast. We are on episode 13, and I'm in the studio with Attilio.
What's up, guys? Lucky number 13.
Absolutely.
I am actually pretty pumped for the lineup today. Last week, it was kind of uneventful, but I think you kind of pulled some good stuff that we did this week.
So we had a much more defined goal, and that is to really step up our content game this week and in future weeks to come. We're always so focused on content and strategies for our clients that it often gets very hard for us to actually do things and for our own agency and take our own medicine.
Yeah. But it's really important. It's actually the lifeblood of what we're serving.
It's dishing out
for people. So
absolutely. It's like we wholeheartedly believe in what we're selling. It's just so hard for us to take our own medicine because of time constraints or, whatever else. So, we really took the time this week to put in motion some really awesome things that we've had kind of in store for a few months that I'm really excited. So as you can see from the title, this episode is called Content Marketing. And the whole episode we wanted to talk about what we're doing to step up our content marketing game, how that applies to other businesses, how you can get started with it, et cetera, you know?
Dang, it's already named. I like that. Normally we name it after we record because we're like, I don't know what it's going to be about. We just kind of freeform everything.
Well, we usually have a plan, but at first, when we first started doing the podcast, we started naming each episode based off something somebody said, you know what I mean? So like that one episode called The Dark Overlord, we kept whispering The Dark Overlord.
You know,
or something like that. We named it based off of something we were already saying or talking about. But we're also trying to hit keywords, right? So I want somebody to be able to type in content marketing into the podcast app. I want this to pop up at the top.
Yeah.
So
yeah, absolutely, it's a distribution strategy, right?
Absolutely. So, anyways, so yeah, we've been stepping up our content game this week. It's been really good. I mean, it's been kind of a change of pace.
So what is content? Explain it.
So content is. Content is blogs, video, photos.
Anything you can put out for your audience. Anything that is informational or that could provide entertainment value. Those are really the two largest reasons why people go online.
Right? It's broad. There's so many different ways to do content, and it's always going to be different based on your industry and what you're selling. So when you ask me definitively what is content, I'm like, I don't even know a good way to define.
There's so many things.
There's so many things.
Yeah, everybody does kind of different things. The best working things, though, right now tend to be probably images, infographics.
I would say the best
blog
content
posts.
I would say
videos.
Yeah, videos by far are the best form of content possible because it's quick, palatable. You don't have to read it. You know, people really, really like videos.
I actually, when I'm looking for a tutorial or something, I seek out the videos rather than blog posts because I would just rather watch someone do a walkthrough of it. You know,
for sure.
But so, yeah, that's kind of sweet. So definitely stepping up that game. So the past couple months we've also had and they were supposed to be out, I think, March or something, January, February, March, April, May. I think they were supposed to be out in May. But we're finally topping off our online marketing modules.
What are those going to be?
So they're educational modules geared around sort of all things online marketing. It's supposed to be a very brief introduction, just on sort of some of the tools that I personally use that our company uses. And it really just kind of is a walkthrough. It shows some of the options for online marketing. It's very much a sort of intro to, online marketing.
Sure.
So,
from 30,000 feet.
Yeah. Probably So when I was first learning online marketing, if I had seen all of these modules, I think I would be like, oh, wow, there's actually a lot of options out there to market a company or a small business in general. And there's a lot of different techniques and tactics that you can use. And I would have used these to get acquainted with marketing and selling myself in the online sphere. So that's kind of what the goal was.
Well, yeah, I mean, we wanted small business owners to be able to get on these modules and really get like at least some kind of a rundown of different market online marketing tactics and like how they all fit together to form one big puzzle.
Right, right.
Which really is the full funnel. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm really excited to get these things released. And if they do well, if they're helpful.
They're videos, right? On YouTube.
Yeah. They'll be on YouTube and then we'll post them on our website.
In our education section.
Which we'll talk about here in a bit. But I'm just really eager to see if these actually help, you know, business owners or help the audience we're targeting. And if they are, we are also thinking about doing advanced modules where we go far, far, far more in depth than, you know, what these did. So I'm interested to see how they're received. I think they'll be helpful.
If we get like 100 people who are asking, so we were already thinking about doing yearly updates for them.
Yeah.
So right now, how many modules are there? 8, right?
8 modules.
So right now there's 8 total modules. It goes from like a website setup to research to like
social media, marketing.
Social media, SEO, emails, blah, 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 blah. So they touch on everything, right? Everything that's kind of available right now. Yes, year by year, there's going to be extra things that could be added, but there's also going to be, you know, improvements that we could make to it. So that'll be good.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm really excited to see, like, you know, how it goes. I think it'll be good.
Yeah. So, I mean, and we also have a ton of blogs in the works right now. So we've talked about, like, internet marketing services in our blogs. We've kind of been a little sporadic with our blog posts or articles that we've been posting, but I just did a ton of keyword research this past week, and so I'm sure, like, you and I will be able to tag team blogs and just get some of that extra stuff out there. So content marketing, like, do you know why it's so effective? Do you know why people even do it?
I think it's effective because you get to bolster your expertise. So I think a serious advantage that we're going to have over a lot of our competitors is that we're actually trying to, like, create educational content, and we're trying to actually really teach people what we do, and we're giving you all the tricks of the trade and everything. And so what I think that helps with is we get to bolster our expertise, which builds our credibility, which helps us get more clients in the long run. So say a small business owner, you know, stumbles upon our modules and uses them and enjoys them, or reads some of our blogs and they help them in some way, but then they realize how much work actually goes into online marketing. They might go, well, I don't want to spend the time doing this because I have a business to run. But Hone, these guys are an agency that are teaching this stuff, so they've got the credibility that I find necessary to make a purchase with them.
So you like it for the expertise?
Oh yeah, I think it's amazing. I think that's a great reason that, like, for businesses to do that is to bolster expertise. And I think that's going to be one of the biggest advantages for us with these modules, with our blogs. Atilio is working on a sick online marketing glossary, right? So we there's a million buzzwords in our industry that get thrown around like Tic Tacs. I mean, they're just, you know, every web developer that is attempting to differentiate themselves from the, you know, the millions of other aspiring web developers out there is putting SEO on their resume when all they really think SEO entails is using the keywords in your H1 tags and having the right keywords in your meta descriptions, and that's it. And then you're optimized, you know.
That's not the case.
For sure. So we're wanting to take a lot of these, like, buzzwords, a lot of this jargon, and put them in a comprehensive glossary, so that if at any point a client is having a problem, or if anyone's really having an issue with with what these words are.
Or if they hear a slang word. I have some online marketing slang in there too.
Like what?
Off the top of my head. I mean, so like super jargony terms like white hat or black hat SEO mm-hmm. are in there. And then there's like slang terms that online marketers use like link churning or Google barreling and stuff like that. So like just these words that like wouldn't really mean anything unless you're in the field. But you might hear them. And so we want to be able to provide some clarity for people. Just in case, you know. So I also think, I know you were mentioning expertise.
Yeah.
But I also really like the fact that if you put up a video or you put up an article one time, right? So you do one time, a one-time transaction, a one-time cost, a one-time spend of your time to put together an article or a video, you know, all it takes is one person to see it to convert. Right?
Sure.
That one person could be the producer for CNN, or maybe CNN's not the best example right now since it's kind of shaky, but I don't know what's going on with them. I haven't really been keeping up with the news. But so imagine if that's like the New York Times president that saw your video, you know? It could be anybody. It could be, yeah, it could be Joe Schmo, but it could also be, you know, Jeff Bezos. So, you know, be on point with your content game, because that's going to lead to invaluable resource if you're doing a really good job. I mean, someone could connect to you through some of your lead pages that is just like absolutely, you would have never even been able to get in contact with them. But they were hungry for information. They came across your article. They thought you knew what you were talking about, and they reached out for more information on what you do and your services.
Sure.
And it's like, wow, that was the president of Disney. I don't even know I don't know any connections to the president of Disney, but they contacted me because they saw my article online.
Yeah.
So it's just a one-time spend that has recurring visits, that has, you know, recurring opportunities for people to be able to then reach out to you. It's just ridiculously scalable is what I'm really getting at. Because you put one thing out, it's not like you're paying $1 to get $2 back. You're paying $1 to get $1 back at some point several times. So it's just, it's kind of a sexy scenario.
For sure. So yeah, so at least for us, we've got this online marketing glossary that Attilio is working on. We're starting to put like original blogs and content in motion. So answering a lot of common questions that really kind of like circulate around these jargony buzzwords that you might be hearing a lot in the marketing sphere, as well as these online marketing modules, this video content that gives a 30,000 foot overview of what online marketing is, what it entails, and all the different pieces of the puzzle.
Oh man, I hope they're helpful. I so can't wait for comments. Like, I'm just ready to just Q&A on those bad boys so hardcore.
I think it'd be great. And so all these things are coming together to form what we like to call Hone U, like short for university, right? Like
Hone
like,
University.
Like Miami U. I like it because it's like, we're honing you, we're making you better, you know, we're sharpening you. It's like Hone U. Hone you,
we
like you
gotta,
as a university.
We just gotta ride the pun out.
Gotta ride the pun like, as hard as we can.
Ride it as hard as we can.
But yeah, we're gonna launch Hone You within the next week or so. We are really excited to get the modules out. We're so excited to get the glossary and the blogs like going and start really trying to establish ourselves as experts in this field. And honestly, even this podcast, like as it gets more educational over time, as we really like focus on new material. And maybe like shift this in a more educational direction, we'll actually make to build an agency, like an audio segment of Hone You.
So real quick for our listeners that want to engage with us.
Yeah.
What's our Facebook page called for the podcast?
To Build an Agency.
To Build an Agency.
Yeah.
So literally just like our podcast.
Just like the podcast name.
Okay, perfect. Hone presents To Build an Agency, or is it To Build an Agency? Straight up.
I can check real quick.
Yeah, let's pull it up. Because I think it's To Build an Agency. I'd like for people to just be able to type it into Facebook and literally hit the page.
Hone Presents:
Okay.
to build an agency.
So literally just like the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I really would like to connect all of our content one day, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And I actually, maybe just having a Hone You page one day would be like the straight up solution.
Yeah.
That might actually be a good idea. Make a Hone You Facebook page, like specifically.
Dang. Ideas flowing straight up in the podcast.
So.
Yeah, write that down.
Yeah. Hone You Facebook. Because then we could just post all our educational content. That'd be so sweet. Oh.
Yeah, go and write that down.
Okay, sweet. So, Travis. Is content marketing applicable for all businesses?
Yes, it is. Gosh, I love these
questions. Why? How?
I think content marketing is applicable for all businesses because there's so many different kinds of content that you can find something that you can be posting that people are wanting to see. So if you are a restaurant sending like an image content out of a coupon or a deal that you're having or a new special that's on the menu now, or you can... you know, post a picture of Shinerbach and go, yeah, we have dollar Shiners all night from, you know, 7 to 10 p.m. tonight at whatever bar. If you, you know, are running a, we were talking to someone who actually made bat houses one time. So you could post like educational content on gardening and every once in a while you could talk about bats or like the benefits of bat houses or whatever, like trying to answer questions within your industry through blogs. I mean, there is no reason not to have a content marketing strategy for any business because there is something out there that your target audience, your target demographic, your customer base, there are questions that they have that you can answer through blogs. There are
Builds awareness.
Yeah, it builds awareness. Like you can build things through blogs, you can show deals through coupons, through images, you can educate through videos. You can show off products through videos. You can like, there are so many things you can do. Content marketing is applicable for every single business in 2017 and on.
I love that it's so easy to get started with too. Like, I just feel like the cost of entry is literally like you just wanting it. You having to like hustle. So if you're a small business owner and like you want to have some impact or draw awareness to yourself, I mean, it could be as simple as allocating, you know, 2 hours to just writing down a 1,000 word article about something that you're an expert about, right? You're selling something. You have, or you should be pretty, well versed in the industry. That cost of entry couldn't be any lower. It's literally a pen and paper. Or if you have a laptop, just, you know, open up a document where you, like a text document where you can write stuff in.
Sure. I mean, so. It costs us nearly nothing for us to produce our own content. So like our podcast literally started by, we had a microphone that we had purchased from recording our online modules and my laptop, which has the full Adobe Creative Suite.
Because so we just pay for it.
Yeah, we just have it. So
and it's like, cheap, right? It's like $50 a month.
Yeah. So I plug in my microphone into my laptop every weekend and we sit at a table and we talk about marketing. You can write a blog for free. It's going to cost you your time, but like you can write it for free. You can make your own graphics. You can do all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, like the cost of entry is not too crazy. You don't always have to hire people to do your own. And also you don't have to have every kind of content out there, like every type.
Do what works.
Like,
right?
Yeah. Like find what's going to work for
because something will work.
Something will work.
Yeah.
Find what's going to work for your business and your niche and your industry and run with it. Like, you might not need video content. Like you might have like something you need to educate people on, like on something that's really ambiguous, like bat houses. Like I didn't even know bat houses existed until we were talking to this client, you know, and I had to look it up and there was some great educational blogs that were explaining like why you'd want one of those things. So, I mean, you could be in a niche that's not very educational. So then blogs would be wasted. So go put out some good, cool video content. Like if you run a restaurant, do like a tasty style video.
That one podcast that we did with Instagram shaping how restaurants. Instagram, like photo content like that, that's content.
Mm-hmm.
Like taking pictures for social media, that's content.
For like honestly, for more reference on like super applicable content ideas for restaurants, Go listen to a few podcasts back to, is Instagram changing the way that we eat, or is social media changing?
Yeah,
the
I think it's social media.
It's social media. So go back to a few podcasts and listen to that. We go over a really sweet article that's talking about like how content marketing is actually changing like our eating behaviors.
Yeah.
So this stuff is extremely powerful. It's applicable for any business. It doesn't cost a whole lot to break into.
I mean, time, right?
Yeah.
And then if you want to be good, maybe technical like things. So yeah. Like, you know, or what are they? I guess like mics and stuff, gear, I guess would be the term.
Yeah, gear.
So maybe some gear if you want to like take it to the next level. And then of course, if you want to take it to a level beyond that, add like high level marketing schemes to it where you're doing, you know, search engine optimization for your pieces, where you're, you know, putting advertisement on your pieces, where you're doing some really big distribution strategies, where you're doing a lot of keyword research for your articles, competitive research for your articles or blogs or pictures or whatever you're doing. I mean, that's where marketing companies step in, because usually business owners probably don't have that much time or the tools needed to do the research. So that's where you may be able to hand it off to someone like us, but otherwise starting or doing it yourself is like, you know, right there.
Yeah. It's not impossible.
Putting in the extra 2 hours, you know,
for sure.
Or however long it takes. I don't know. It depends. Maybe you're a gifted writer, you know, or maybe you're a gifted photographer. So
yeah, anyone can do it. Find ways that you can implement into your business. It'll absolutely change the game for you if you're patient and if you're coming out with good stuff that your audience is wanting to see and hear.
One reader is better than zero readers.
Oh yeah, like
so awareness. You know?
I would rather have 50 people going to our website and reading our blogs who are actually into our services than like have like 50,000 traffic of, you know, that are a mixed bag.
Random people. Yeah.
Yeah, like I'd rather have a smaller, more focused audience than a huge audience. It's a mixed bag that probably doesn't really care about what we do.
Yeah.
So
it's the 80-20 rule, right? 20-80 rule? 80-20? 20% of your customers make 80% of your revenue.
Yeah.
I don't know how true it is, but I mean, if you think about it,
it kind of makes sense.
Kind of makes sense, right? You have really, 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 really good customers, that just really like show up and shell out. I mean, think of it that way. I think of it that way.
For sure. So, yeah, that's kind of all we had for content marketing today, actually.
Yeah, but I actually really like this podcast. I hope you guys gathered something from it. I really like it. I'm stoked to actually put together this Hone You Facebook page right now, because I think we got some stuff that we can start posting for it, at least a little more regularly, too. So.
One thing I'm actually going to be really interested as our audience grows and hopefully as we get engagement to start happening with the podcast release, like you said, with this Hone You page, like maybe we can bring all of our content, especially our educational stuff, podcast, everything into one umbrella.
Yeah.
Maybe we get more engagement that way. I'm really excited.
Like just all education.
Yeah, I'm super excited to flesh that out. But what I'm really interested to see is as we are growing this audience and growing our engagement, what do y'all think about the shorter podcasts? Like, do you like the short, like 20-minute long podcasts, or do you like it when we go like 45 and long, you know?
Dude, I'm thinking we even try like a 10-minute podcast some week.
And just see how it goes?
Yeah. Like, just like a snippet. Because people, I mean, why I listen to shit, I forgot we can actually curse on this. So why I listen to shit is because I'm totally about just like nuggets that I acquire. It's not necessarily like listening to the people. Like I don't care about people's voice or anything like that. I care about something that I may have never heard before or something that's super applicable to the time that I'm at. And it's like that little extra bit of guidance that pushes me into hopefully the right direction.
Sure.
I mean, generally we kind of do whatever we want, but especially when we were starting up, you know, it's nice having those extra mentors or those extra nuggets.
Yeah.
So maybe even like a 10-minute ultra condensed or hell, even like a 5-minute ultra condensed like podcast where it's like just pure nuggets.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy though to like distill something like that.
Yeah. I'd be really interested to see how that goes. So yeah, I'm really excited to kind of see, you know, how this goes and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, thanks for the listenership, guys.
Seriously. Really, like our listenership's growing all the time. I can't even begin to tell you how grateful and thankful that we are for you guys. It means the world to us that weekly you plug us into your
yeah.
your headphones and you listen to the things we have to say.
Yeah.
We're just two guys in West Texas who just really love online marketing. And we really believe in what we're doing and what we're putting out. So thank you guys so much. We will see you guys next week for episode 14. See ya.
Yeah. Peace.